can't help but be drawn over to a table here, and I've been chatting with Colin Dunn. Colin, you are a whiskey ambassador. That's a great job.
Well, it's actually very gratifying and satisfying to be able to work with Diageo, because we've got 28 distilleries.
The company you work for has 28 distilleries.
That's correct. 28 distilleries. And each of those distilleries, they're each exuding their own taste profile.
So you're here at the NEC today, and your job is to teach people, in effect, how to taste the different elements within a whiskey.
That's absolutely correct. You should be doing my job, Vanessa. Basically, whiskey has got so many different flavour compounds that the beauty of it is that it can come alive in many different ways. In the past, whiskey's tended to be drunk on its own. But nowadays, I'm doing whiskey tastings for consumers where we taste it with water, with ice, with water and ice, in a cocktail, with oysters, with cheeses, with chocolates. So there's many different ways of getting it to come alive. And here at the Good Food Show, we thought it would be a great opportunity to make the Singleton of Dufton from Speyside come alive with the consumers here today.
So in front of me here, there's a wooden block. And on this wooden block, there are six different ingredients in there. And we've got walnuts, we've got some soft brown, what looks like soft brown muscovado sugar.
Yes.
We've got some caramel. I've got some, these are, is this barley in
correct.
Here?
Barley,
blackcurrant, and we've got some lovely coffee beans. How are you using these different smells to demonstrate what's going on in the whiskey when people come and taste it?
Terrific. Well, when it comes down to actually tasting or nosing and tasting a whiskey, often...
I'm going to stop you there. Nosing a whiskey? Yes. Explain.
Well, if you imagine you pick up a glass at home, and instead of bringing your lips together and taking a sip from the rim, instead go about an inch higher and just put the rim of the glass below your two nostrils. And effectively, without getting all complicated here, we're going to get you to use your olfactory epithelium, otherwise known as your nose. And the most amazing thing happens, because if you nose the whiskey, the nose speaks to the brain, where you have like a filing cabinet of aromas that you've had all the years that you've been growing up. So it goes from the nose to the brain, and then via the mouth you are able then to say what that particular aroma was. Does that make sense?
It does. And to be honest, Colin, I'm standing here, and as I'm standing here, I'm smelling or nosing.
Yes.
Can I invite the neighbours over and say I've got nosy neighbours?
Yeah, I think that's something I'll use in my next class, actually.
10 out of 10. Excellent.
So I'm nosing this, and I am. And this has got... I haven't even drunk any yet, and I feel quite tipsy already.
Well, the reason why these six little jars are here is when we've had proper, what we call tasting glasses, that are wide at the bottom and kind of comes in at the top, you're able to get the aromas of the whiskey. And with the Singleton of Dufton, I get, every time I taste it and nose it, I get coffee and chocolate and demerara sugar and walnuts. And when I come to a trade show like today, I've got to try to make that come alive with consumers from all age groups. So what I've brought along is not just the nosing jars. I've brought along some fruitcake, which will give you the flavour of the Singleton just before you get to taste it. So in a way, you'll be tasting the Singleton in HD.
In stereo. That's fantastic. That's absolutely delicious.
Do you
want to do this? I do. So I need to taste the cake first. Colin's running over to a big sort of barrel over there, like a big oak barrel. And he's coming back with a plate with fruitcake. It's really strange because I didn't come over to eat fruitcake. I came for whiskey. So you're telling me... And the fruit in here, I'm assuming that's been soaked in the whiskey.
No. To make it really simple is that when it comes to tasting whiskey these days, I'm very aware that with the alcohol content... in this case being 40%, I need to bring people in gently because it's lunchtime, maybe people haven't eaten, and I don't want them going away without realising that, you know, we have to all drink responsibly. So, to do that, what I've decided to do is, the Singleton of Dufton has very much a rich, fruity, sweet flavour. Perfectly balanced, rich and smooth. Now, this is obtained because the whiskey has been aged in two kinds of barrels, American oak barrels and European oak. Now, the European oak barrels have previously contained sherry, fruity, spicy sherries, whereas the American barrels have produced sweet, vanilla-induced flavours. Now, the Singleton has been aged in these casks, so when you put the two together from the different barrels, you get a rich, fruity, mellow whiskey. And to enhance that, to give you that opportunity, I'm going to give you an aperitif, if you will, to bring you in of the Singleton before you taste it. So, should we do this together?
Let's go for it.
Okay,
I'm going to eat some fruitcake first
here. Really simple. You're going to be tasting this in two ways. Take a little piece of fruitcake, say that piece there. Okay, and you put it into your mouth. You just chew it for maybe 3, 4, 5 seconds. And while it's still in your mouth, now take a third of what's in that glass and mix it with the fruitcake. So what's happening is you've got the fruit notes.
It's lifting. It's the top notes are coming through.
Absolutely. You've got the top notes of the whiskey, which is enhancing the flavour of the whiskey.
It's singing. In actual fact, that sweetness that's at the back of the fruitcake is making that whiskey really come alive at the top of the palate. It's absolutely delicious.
Fantastic.
Really, really, you're right. It's sort of, and it's almost a little bit like having a really good blue cheese.
Yes.
With a really decent red wine, and those two combinations, so they complement each other.
Perfect. Now, I think what you've just touched on there is so important. When it comes to matching nibbles or food with whiskey, just like with wine, you either meet the flavours head on or you compare and contrast. And you mentioned blue cheese. I have Lagavulin whiskey, which is quite smoky, with Roquefort cheese. And you get kind of like that Lapsang Souchong nose of the whiskey, and it works with the creaminess of the blue cheese.
Like a sort of dusky, musky kind of tea flavour behind there as well.
That's exactly it. So the biggest thing that's happened in the last couple of years on doing tastings around the country at festivals and events like today is that consumers from 18 to 98 are willing to try whiskey in a different way.
So you're here now you yourself are here till Sunday, literally educating, giving people that education and that taste experience using these bits and pieces so that people can actually go home and appreciate what they've bought.
Yes, and as an example, and this one will really, I think, register with you, is if I say to people, for example, when was the last time you had hard toffee? Now, for me, growing up in Cornwall, I remember Bluebird toffee. Long time ago. But when I actually start to use my nose, though you've not had toffee for
I'm a child
you've
again.
Taken back to your childhood. So a lot of what we do at Diageo regarding our whiskies is try to get them to come alive in different ways, in different forms, with different foods, just to show people that in 2012 it's official, whiskey is cool.
Colin, if people want to come over to have a chat with you and taste this whiskey and do what I've done here, which is get that real taste experience, whereabouts in the showground do they come to find you?
That's a really good question.
It is a good question. You're looking around wondering where we are. It's quite funny. Colin is now running around left to right looking for the number here where we are. I think we've settled on something like 444. F445, is it?
It's been reliably... It's opposite F420.
It is opposite F420. Yes. So
there is a black...
Colin, it's been absolutely delightful talking through the whiskey with you. Have a really good show, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks.